Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Can you teach an old dog new tricks? In this case, the old dog is the Detroit Three automakers. Detroit News business columnist Daniel House thinks we are about to find out, for better or for worse. Daniel, you say the Detroit Three's complaint of "we don't get no respect" is about to be tested. How so?
Well, you know, car sales, auto sales, I should say more broadly, are down for six consecutive months over last year, which was a record year. But already you got Wall Street saying, oh, things are slowing down. Well, one of the complaints about or criticisms of the Detroit automakers has been, despite the fact that they're making, particularly General Motors and Ford, billions in their home market, there's a belief that they may not be able to manage a downturn. And they've basically been saying, yes, we can. So now they're going to get a chance to prove it. I think this slowdown is probably going to continue. It's coming off a very high mark, no question about it, record years. We've gotten a little spoiled. We've had the longest sales expansion in the last 7 years since the 1960s. We've never seen anything like this before. It was going to have to end at some point, or a slowdown, and it is. But I think there's a lot of things that are changing in this marketplace. You've got somebody like Elon Musk's Tesla that this month is going to be launching his first volume electric car. A lot of anticipation in that vehicle. General Motors already has its Chevrolet Bolt all electric out in U.S. showrooms, and it's going to be proliferating into more showrooms over the coming months. But you've got a lot of pieces and a lot of things spinning at the same time. And certainly the international environment in Asia with Korea and North Korea, what role China will play, how the President of the United States will pressure China, what impact that may have on various industries, including the auto industry, I think is yet to be played out.
Quite a laundry list. And you and I have talked about the fact that investors love Tesla to the point where it's valued more highly than GM or Ford, even as GM and Ford, as you say, are making boatloads of money. Such a double standard. So clearly profits aren't enough. So what are the best ways the Detroit Three can prove that, hey, yeah, you can teach an old dog new tricks? I mean, more to the point, what do investors need to see as sales slow down or not see?
Well, I think one of the things they need to see is something you're already seeing from General Motors particularly, which is we are going to maximize profitability in areas where we can make money. That's why you are seeing them sell off their European operations. They believe that over the longer term, the calls for capital into Europe will be much greater than any return they're going to get out of it. So as a result, I think you see them focusing on the United States, focusing on areas like pickups and SUVs in a low gas price market. They get criticized by a lot of the sanctimonious sides who say, oh, well, look at Detroit. They're just building more trucks and SUVs. Look, the market is buying them. The market
yes.
is buying them at all different sizes. It is a misnomer and, frankly, a lie to suggest that all pickups and SUVs are all big gas guzzlers. They're not. General Motors has come in with a midsize pickup truck. Ford is bringing back the Ford Ranger. That's an acknowledgement that there's demand in the marketplace for a smaller pickup truck with smaller displacement and greater fuel economy. You already see one of the fastest growing segments. Many of your listeners know things like the Ford Escape or the Chevy Equinox or the Honda CR-V or the Toyota RAV4. These are compact utility vehicles that give the driver a lot more utility in terms of how they can use that vehicle, but they get some of the same fuel economy that you would have gotten out of a compact car. So I think that one of the things you got to look at is where are they maximizing profitability? Two, are they making hard calls in markets where they are not going to make money and pulling out of various parts of the world? General Motors is clearly leading in that. I think a lot of people are scratching their head because they're being so aggressive about it. My reporting on that suggests that they have kind of done what they're going to do for the time being now, that there isn't another shoe or two to drop as far as GM is concerned, although I would expect to see something like that happen with Ford. And I think thirdly, despite the fact that electric vehicles only account for about 2% of sales in the United States, I think a lot of regulatory pressure is pushing these companies to move ahead with the bets that they're placing on electrification. And if they don't get into that game, I think they're going to be punished in the marketplace as well. So, you know, Tesla is an all-electric company, and it's a longer-term play, and investors are betting that the market is going to go all-electric. I think the jury is clearly still out on that. What major companies like the Detroit Three are going to have to do is placing bets on traditional internal combustion engines and traditional vehicles as we know them, and also some things that are bets on the future that are electrified. And they're going to have to be able to toggle between the two. And And I think how they manage that going forward is going to be something that investors are going to look at and look at closely. Finally, is going to be, is this company able to deliver Tesla on volume manufacturing? I think Elon Musk certainly is signaling that he thinks that's no problem. But these companies, all of them, the Japanese, the Germans, the Americans, the French, they've been building in volume for decades. And they've been refining how they do that and maximizing this. This is an all new thing for a company like this. So how they are able to make that transition is going to go a long way to seeing if they really are the smart bet that people think they are.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel House. Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.